Welcome back. This is Dr. Gary Dankin. As we continue this transformative journey together, I invite you to find a comfortable space where you can be fully present. Perhaps you've begun to notice the subtle shifts within yourself, the way your perceptions of wealth and possibility are expanding. Or maybe you're still on the cusp of that realization. Wherever you are in this process, trust that you are exactly where you need to be. Today, we delve into a common yet often misunderstood challenge, procrastination. More than just a delay in action, procrastination can be a manifestation of deeper internal conflicts. Together, we'll explore its roots and uncover pathways to move beyond it. Imagine standing at the edge of a serene lake, intending to dive in. The water's inviting. The day is perfect. Yet you hesitate. You tell yourself, I'll jump in after one more deep breath. And then another, and another. And before you know it, the sun has shifted and the moment feels lost. Procrastination often mirrors this scenario. It's not merely about avoiding tasks. It's about the internal dialogue that convinces us to delay. Studies suggest that procrastination is linked to emotional regulation difficulties, where individuals delay tasks to avoid negative feelings associated with them. Reflect on moments when you've postponed actions that could have propelled you forward. What emotions were you trying to sidestep? Fear, doubt, perfectionism? Our subconscious mind is a powerful force, often guiding our actions without our conscious awareness. Milton Erickson emphasized the role of the subconscious in influencing behavior and believed that by understanding and communicating with it, we could facilitate change. Consider this. If your subconscious associates certain tasks with discomfort or fear, it'll naturally steer you away from them. This isn't laziness. It's a protective mechanism. But what if we could reframe these associations? What if the tasks we avoid became linked with positive emotions and positive outcomes? Let's try an example here. Let's try a simple exercise. Close your eyes and visualize a task you've been procrastinating on, something you've been putting off. Observe the feelings that arise. Good. Now, reimagine this task as a doorway to an opportunity, a step closer to your goals. Picture yourself completing it with ease, feeling accomplished and empowered. That's it. This technique aligns with Erickson's use of visualization to alter perceptions and behaviors. By changing the narrative around a task, we can shift our emotional response to it, making it more approachable. Often, the enormity of a task can be paralyzing. Breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps can alleviate this overwhelm. Think of it as climbing a staircase. Focusing on the entire flight can be daunting, but concentrating on one step at a time makes the ascent manageable. Erickson often employed the technique of pacing and leading, meeting individuals where they are and guiding them incrementally toward change. Apply this to your own goals. Don't try to leap the whole staircase. Just take the next step. And when you reach that step, let it guide you gently to the next and the next. You don't need to conquer the mountain in a single day. You only need to move in the direction of the summit. Because momentum, once started, is a powerful ally. One small action can shift your internal state completely. Ask yourself now, What's the next step? What's the next step I can take today that requires no courage, just willingness? And then take it. There's a rhythm to procrastination, a loop that repeats itself, quietly and often unconsciously. It usually goes something like this. I should do that, but it feels uncomfortable. I'll do it later. And then later becomes never. But the beauty of a loop is it only takes one break in the rhythm to shift the entire cycle. Sometimes that break is as small as writing the first sentence, opening the tab, picking up the phone, breathing through the resistance, just long enough to take one action. And often, one action is all it takes for your subconscious to say, oh, we're doing this now, and the loop becomes a launch pad. When you consistently put things off, it begins to shape your identity. I'm a procrastinator. I'm inconsistent. I don't finish things. But you can change that story right now. One of the most powerful shifts you can make is to stop seeing yourself as someone who needs to get better at doing things and start seeing yourself as someone who does things. Try this out loud. I am the kind of person who takes action, especially when it matters. Let your subconscious hear that. Feel it. Embody it. Because when your identity shifts, behavior follows naturally. Environment is everything. Think about it. How much easier is it to act when you're around others who are moving forward too? That's why staying connected to a supportive, high-frequency group like our Unlocking the Wealth Code Facebook community is essential. When you surround yourself with momentum, you borrow it when yours runs low. When you're celebrated for your action, you take more of it. And when you see others overcoming the same resistance you've faced, it reminds you that you're not alone and you're not stuck. And of course, there's another tool I recommend again and again, the Quantum Wealth Rundown. This hypnosis series was designed to help you retrain your subconscious around the habits that build wealth, including the ones that eliminate procrastination at its root. If you've already invested in it, this is your reminder. Choose one session daily, let it run in the background of your mind, rewriting patterns without effort. The link for this is in your session notes. But take advantage of it. I can't emphasize enough. If there's no way you can listen to one session a day out of that series and not do better with money, not do better with wealth manifestation. It'll definitely get you moving in the direction you want to go. Because repetition creates rhythm. Rhythm becomes identity, and identity shapes your reality. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, consider this. Procrastination is not a flaw. It's a message, a signal from a part of you that is asking for compassion, for courage, and for one small step forward. So take that step today, and then take another tomorrow, and watch how momentum, once sparked, becomes the fire that clears the path ahead. Your future doesn't need to be rushed. It only needs to be received, one step at a time.